This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio's U.S. Senate race has caused some eyebrows to raise and question some of the actions of the Democratic Party. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, some Ohio Democrats, they're not so happy about the fact that the Democratic Party's executive committee has endorsed Ted Strickland over P.G. Sittenfeld for the U.S. Senate nomination. Why?
Well, no, they're not happy about it. But on the other hand, a vast majority of the executive committee of the state party endorsed Strickland. They're not happy about it because they want to have a competitive primary and let Ted Strickland go out and make his case, let P.G. Sittenfeld go out and make his case. P.G. has raised a fair amount of money. Even a little bit more money than Ted Strickland because he got started earlier, but neither one of them have anywhere near the amount of money that Rob Portman, the incumbent Republican, has.
Now, do you think this endorsement will be similar to the Democratic candidate for governor last year, Ed Fitzgerald?
That's one of the concerns. I mean, people were saying, why are you doing this so early? You know, we're, a year and a half away from this election. We're a year away from the primary. Why are you doing this so early? You did this in 2013 by endorsing Ed Fitzgerald in October of 2013. And everybody knows what a disaster that turned out to be. Fitzgerald was just completely wiped out, and he took the entire Democratic statewide ticket with him. What PG's supporters are arguing is, why do you want to do this again?
Do these kinds of endorsements really make a difference?
Well, I don't know how much difference they do. I mean, when you pile them up, you have to look at it. I mean, Ted Strickland's now got the Ohio Democratic Party behind him. He has a Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee behind him. He has Sherrod Brown, the ranking Democratic elected official, behind him. He's even got former President Bill Clinton endorsing him. So when you put all that together, that's pretty formidable. But nonetheless, PG, has his supporters and people who are contributing to his campaign. I think that the party might look at it and say, well, maybe this will dry up his sources of money.
So he doesn't have the endorsement. Does P.G. Sittenfeld have anything going for him at this point?
Well, what P.G.'s got going for him, I think, is the fact that a lot of people in the Democratic Party want a younger generation of candidates. They want a new generation of candidates. PG represents that. He's only 30 years old, and there are other people around the state, other young potential candidates. Ted Strickland has been governor. He's been a U.S. congressman, but he's also 73 years old, and he would be 75 by the time he took office if elected to the Senate, and he served out a full term. He would be 81. So he's got this generational thing. And when PG goes out and talks to groups around the state, from all reports, people are very impressed by him. They like his message, and they think he's a young, energetic, smart candidate.
Now, despite all of these other folks endorsing Strickland, PG mm-hmm. keeps saying he's going to stay in the race. Is that still the case?
There's absolutely no indication whatsoever that he intends to drop out of it. He's spending every free moment traveling around the state, 7 counties in 8 days, through Friday, talking to Democrats, campaigning. He's also managing somehow to do his work at Cincinnati City Council and attend the meetings and stuff. But then, as soon as that's over, he's on the road to someplace. So at this point, I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of time that he could drop out or decide not to file as a candidate. But right now, there's no indication of that whatsoever.
So we wait and we watch.
That's all we can do.
Howard, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.